This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 13th, 2017, one-time Beatles associate Yanni John Alexis Martis, better known as Magic Alex, dies of natural causes at the age of 74. After meeting at the Indigo Gallery in London, John Lennon became fascinated with Martis's Nothing Box, a blinking light box that simulated his LSD trips. Martis was recruited into the band's inner circle and soon became the head of Apple Electronics. He parted ways with Apple after Alan Klein was brought in to straighten out the company, which was hemorrhaging cash. On this day in 2016, the Rolling Stones' first manager, Giorgio Gomensky, passes away at the age of 82. On this day in 2011, Tommy Crane, guitarist for the Charlie Daniels Band, on the Grammy-winning single The Devil Went Down to Georgia and more than 20 albums, dies in his sleep at the age of 59. On this day in 1979, the Young Men's Christian Association files a lawsuit against the Village People over their song YMCA. The suit was eventually dropped. Also on this day in 1979, 34-year-old Donny Hathaway, who hit big with Roberta Flack on the single Where Is the Love, fell from the 15th floor of a New York City hotel. His death was ruled a suicide, although some evidence pointed to the fall being accidental. According to Atlantic Records, Hathaway had been having some psychological problems. On this day in 1978, Elvis Presley's version of Paul Anka's My Way goes gold 5 months after the King's death. On this day in 1973, Peter Townsend of The Who helps Eric Clapton to overcome some personal problems by getting him involved in a show he called The Rainbow Concert. Clapton had fallen into alcohol abuse and drug dependency. Townsend recruited Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, and others to play a sold-out show that was later released as the album Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert. And on this day, January 13, 1969, Elvis Presley begins a 10-day recording session that will produce his final Billboard number one record. The tracks are laid down at American Sound Studios in Memphis and mark the first time the King has recorded in his hometown since his Sun Record days in 1956. What, then, is his last number one hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 13th, 1969, Elvis begins a 10-day recording session that will produce his last number one record. The tracks are laid down at American Sound Studios in Memphis and mark the first time Elvis has recorded in his hometown since his Sun Record days in 1956. Here he is with Suspicious Minds.